Well, Men's Day continuing, and a real pleasure to have in studio for the first time for our Men's Day, but we have visited with him a number of times on our River City Sports Review. Kurt Kreider, is it activities director or athletic director? What do you go by?
Technically, it's activities director, but you know that the history of that position, sometimes people don't recognize it, so I sometimes have to mention it's an athletic director position.
Yeah, and before we get into things, we got to get your Super Bowl pick, and as I was telling the Ristrellis, you've got some insight since your son is in the NFL, long snapper with Denver.
Yeah.
New England or Philadelphia?
Well, we've got a split household. Jenny, my wife, she's picking Philly, but I think after watching how the Philly fans treated
wasn't that terrible?
Minnesota, I think I'm going to go with the Patriots, and Brady's got some history there.
No doubt about it. He's got to be fun to watch. As you know, a former football coach, how would you have liked to have had a quarterback like that?
Yeah, I mean, he's incredible, especially his longevity, but it's just like the perfect storm. Not only do they have, it seems like, the perfect ownership situation, Coach Belichick, you know, who wasn't successful before he got there, but everything just came together, and they had Brady at the right time. They have done a great job, I believe, in bringing in people to surround that organization for success. They bring in these veterans who many feel are washed up, and they get something out of them. So they know what they're doing there.
Yeah. Of course, Casey, now 2 years in the NFL, and whenever you get the opportunity, you take in a ball game. What is the NFL Sunday atmosphere like?
Well, I tell you, it's incredible. I think I was looking back, of including the preseason games, of the 20 games they played, I made it to 14 of the 20 games this year. So it was a little bit of traveling, but it was incredible. And the thing that I've enjoyed the most, actually, is being in Denver just prior to the game and after the game. We get to tailgate in the player parking lot and getting to know the players as they show up for the games. And, you know, they're always really polite young guys, you know, and Mr. Kreider, some of them still call me coach, and they'll come over and just chit-chatting with them before or after the game, and it's been really neat. One thing that I'll never forget was after a game early this year, we were sitting around talking about the game afterwards, and a pretty expensive car pulled up, and a guy jumped out and tapped me on the shoulder. He wanted to join our group, and it was Von Miller. So here's Von Miller standing right next to me, and I know those guys don't always want to talk about football, because they live it, but so I grew up in an old chicken farm, and I knew he raises chickens. So we talked about raising chickens.
Interesting.
So that's a fun story for me, talking about raising chickens with Von Miller.
Again, visiting with Kurt Kreider. You know, find out a little bit about you. You were an athlete at North Scott when they weren't that big of a school. They were just really starting to grow.
Well, I emailed Jason Schroeder, the AD at North Scott, yesterday when we found out we were going to be in the district, and I told him I'd be pulling out my old 1982 North Scott versus DeWitt 16-millimeter film and just to get fired up, because we came down to DeWitt to play, and at that time the MAC conference was kind of an upstart conference, and we were still more of a rural school. Actually, Central DeWitt right now is more of what I remember North Scott being like when I was there, more agriculturally based. And but those were great times, and you know, trying to bring some perspective now in my position to parents who sometimes might get a little excited about you know, the team's not doing well, or maybe somebody's not playing as much as they had hoped. In time, we know we don't remember all that stuff. We remember the experience that we had. And I tell you what, I would not have traded my experience at North Scott for anything. It was, we didn't win a whole lot. We were competitive, but I couldn't even tell you what our record was, but I know I loved wearing the scarlet and gray, and those are just some of great memories for me.
you stayed in the area for college, and you did experience winning there as you went to Augustana.
Yeah, I mean, that was just a polar opposite to be surrounded. You talk about a perfect storm with New England. I got to be part of that at Augustana. I went to Iowa my first year, had some health issues my senior year. Actually had cancer my senior year, so decided I wasn't going to participate. And then attending my first Hawkeye football game. Most people are rabid Hawkeye fans and in the student section, and I sat there and realized that I wanted to be a 17, 18-year-old kid out there playing, not cheering somebody else on. So contacted Coach Reed, who had recruited me at North Scott, and asked him if I could transfer there, and the rest is history. I mean, it was just perfect timing for me, but to be around a program, we did not lose a football game. In the 3 years that I was there, and the seniors I graduated with didn't lose a football game their freshman year. So
amazing.
We tied. At that time, you could tie. The first game of my senior year, we tied Elmhurst. So we ended the four-year stretch at 49-0-1 and won four national championships. So it was an incredible atmosphere. But again, just like North Scott, I don't remember those specific games. Of course, you remember that record, but it's the experience with your teammates that you remember.
All right, more with Kurt Kreider coming up. We'll be a check of the weather here on Men's Day here on KROS.
At Snell Zorning Funeral Homes and Crematory, pre-planning your funeral arrangements allows a less stressful environment, provides a record of your wishes, relieves your survivors of emotional and financial burden, and allows surviving family members to concentrate on the memories of a lifetime rather than the details surrounding death. This is Mary Rupp, Family Service Counselor at Snell Zornig Funeral Homes and Crematory. For more pre-planning information, give me a call at 242-0252. I can help.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, built for commercial use and now available for the home, are designed to last over 10,400 cycles or 25 years. But if you're an overworked multi-kids 10 loads a week kind of laundry doer, these machines may only last 20 years, even with Speed Queen's commercial quality metal components. So, buy a Speed Queen knowing you may be in for a mere 20 years of continuous use.
Zirkelbaz, making life easier since 1946. Downtown Clinton, 242-6121.
It's time now for the Storm Track 8 weather forecast brought to you by Clinton National Bank.
Good morning, everybody. Waking up to warmer temperatures already in the 40s. We'll look for highs today well into the 50s. In fact, getting into the mid to upper 50s could get us a few record highs across the area. An isolated sprinkle can be ruled out and perhaps a shower after dark tonight. We're down to 34. Tomorrow, still pretty nice. Highs of 49, but cooler as we head towards Sunday. Partly cloudy and 34. Don't forget the Storm Track 8 weather app to track any of the showers and our forecast for the next 8 days. I'm Storm Track 8 meteorologist Eric Sorensen. And have a great weekend.
Currently, we have fair skies and a temperature of 41. Winds are out of the south at 10 miles per hour. This weather report on KROS has been brought to you by Clinton National Bank.
Sure, we've been around over 150 years, but that doesn't mean we're only your grandparents' bank. We offer the convenient products and services you want today. Mobile banking, express deposit, people pay, plus affordable loans and chip cards. We also offer a rewards program, which gives you points towards great rewards every time you use our debit or credit cards. We're Clinton National Bank, the bank with a proud past and a strong future. Member FDIC.
An evening of love, laughter, and romance with America's romantic piano sensation. Jim Brickman, live in concert. Saturday, February 3rd at the Heritage Center. Jim Brickman, all the hits and romantic favorites. Tickets are on sale now at the Heritage Center box office and jimbrickman.com. This Valentine's Day, give the gift of romance with Jim Brickman in concert.
Men's Day for 2018, a real pleasure to have Kurt Kreider in studio with us. We can get to talk now all the way to the top of the hour. You were talking about your football days at Augustana and playing for Bob Reed, a great coach, and you had the opportunity recently, I guess, to catch up with Coach Reed.
Yeah, it was this weekend where I wasn't traveling to a Denver game, so wanted to go over and see my alma mater play, and just in the parking lot with some of my old teammates and chit-chatting, and I noticed walking down the parking lot towards the field was Coach Reed, so walked over and talked to him. I've kept in contact with him, see him from time to time at different places, or I'll reach out to him for different things. But just had a great talk with him, and he didn't care being late to the game. He was going to sit in his son's office window and watch the game overlooking the field. But it was great talking to him. And I tell you what, he's still passionate about football. He's in close communication with the Iowa program and communicates with Coach Ferentz from time to time. So that connection was fun, and I know they've had him in to speak to people. And Reese Morgan, the D-line coach, was just in my office last week, and they were talking about how young people have no idea who this guy is when they introduce him for things. But he's one of the most respected coaches, really, of all time.
Now, he came to Augustana from Geneseo,
Geneseo, and got his start in coaching at Maquoketa.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
He was at Maquoketa, and probably one of my favorite memories was coaching against Maquoketa. Casey, that group was a senior. Greg Olson, Ross Curtis, we had great kids. And we were ahead at halftime, 42-0. Little did I know, Coach Reed had been introduced into their Hall of Fame that weekend and was attending the game. So after the game, we're done, had a great game. I see Coach Reed walking towards me on the field. And he just was really praising us for how we ran our offense. I'll tell you what, when you run a wing tee and Coach Reed praises you, that means something.
I would think so. You, of course, played for Coach Bob Reed, were kind of mentored under Dwight Spangler at Central DeWitt High School. And you now have also put together a book for young coaches. Talk about that, Kurt.
Well, it's it's weird how this whole thing came together. I don't consider myself a writer, but I had I was doing some evaluating of coaches, and I had some former athletes who were in college who were taking some theory classes and wanting to know various answers to different questions. So I started writing some things down, and I decided I'm just going to put together a database of things that young coaches should be thinking about that might be helpful to them. 180 pages later, I thought, well, boy, I ought to do something with this manuscript. We had a former teacher, Christine Gilroy, who I knew had helped local authors put things together into book form, spent 2 years working with her, and turned my thoughts into a book. And I'm not very good at the marketing part of it. I've just done stuff locally with it. Eventually I'll get it on Amazon, but I've sold almost 500 copies of the book already, and sent some to out of state to people who've heard wind of it and wanted copies. Actually, speaking of Coach Belichick, I have a connection in Boston who wanted 6 copies, and one of them she wanted to send to Coach Belichick. Mm-hmm. So I honored that, but I wrote a little note in the front that if he actually did receive this, that there's not a whole lot he was going to learn from it, but hopefully it would bring back some good memories of his early days in coaching.
Visiting with Kurt Kreider, you know, you talk about coaching, and it is such a great fraternity. I had an opportunity to coach some of my boys and my daughter in athletics, and to be called coach is such a great thing.
It is, and I still relish that today. There are a number of people that still call me coach, you know, and now a number of people will come back with their own kids, and they still remember you as coach. Last night we had our wrestling meet, and of course Matt Onimus, former athlete, is now running our program, and one of his assistants, Adam Grell, was one of my coaches. And I counted last night the number of grads who were there watching. Daniel Clark was there, Kevin Wolf was there, the Onimus, Tyler. I think we had 12 former athletes, and I got to chit-chat with a lot of them, and they all still call you coach, and extremely special.
Get to visit with Matt now on a River City Sports Review, and he came in this past Wednesday. Nice young man, 106-pounder Keaton Simon. He's going to be he's going to be special for your wrestling program. You were telling me you've never had a freshman qualify for state. I know it's tough because you got sectional and district to get to state in 1A and 2A, but just listening to the young man, he seems driven enough to make it.
He's extremely focused. Al Billings, a very successful longtime coach, kind of made his name at Belle Plaine Wrestling, but he got his start in DeWitt. And I asked him once when I was coaching what sort of thing made a big difference for his program, and he told me that having his first freshman state qualifier elevated their program more than anything else that he can remember. We've never had one. And hopefully if we get one, his words will ring true and it will take our program to the next level. We've got a couple freshmen that are outstanding right now, nearing 30 wins. Matt and I looked that up. I don't think we've ever had that. But Keaton is a special kid. Watching him come through our program, he doesn't leave a lot to chance. He's a good role model, even as a freshman, for all of our athletes. He's a tireless worker, not only in the classroom. He does the right things off the mat, but he puts the time in.
You got to be proud of him and proud of Matt Onimus. I think he's a great find for a coach.
Oh, he is, and yeah, we laugh about this because he's just like the consummate professional and knows how to handle young kids. But he was just like a lot of young kids when I had him. He had his little quirks too, and we had to have our heart-to-hearts about things. But the thing I love about Matt is he's still willing. He knows his stuff. He knows what he's doing. He's doing a great job. But he'll come in probably more than any other coach and still pick my brain about, you know, what do you think about this situation or this is what I'm doing. And, you know, that's part that I see myself, that's part of my role, is to be a mentor to young coaches.
You've been in that position for a while now, and has it suited you?
This is my sixth year and my 31st overall. I'll tell you this, I tell people I love the job. I really love the job. The difference is it's more of a job now for me. My passion, you know, you hope you run into your passion. I know you have here. When I was in a classroom teaching and when I was coaching, it didn't even seem like work. I love being there. Our family used to joke it's not my home away from home. It was my home. I spent so much time there. In the relationship with kids, I don't get that as much anymore. So I miss that. That's my calling. This is more of a job. I like the job. I like the aspects. I like to interact with colleagues, but I wouldn't say that's my passion.
You know, when we would interview you for the football preview and I would go to your classroom, I could see where you enjoyed that environment.
Yeah, and some people over the years, you know, you're the head coach of a couple sports, they think all you're doing is coach. But the people who really know me knew that I loved teaching just as much and probably more than I loved coaching. And it's just something special about being around young people and watching them develop, whether that's on the field, the mat, and more importantly, the classroom.
We got about 5 minutes left in the program. Again, appreciate you coming in from Central DeWitt. And what a campus you have now out there at Central DeWitt. Probably from you walked in there on day one to where you're at now, you wouldn't recognize the place.
No, you don't. I just took a former grad on a little tour through the building. He's doing an internship with me, getting his athletic director degree, and he was a 92 grad, and we kind of went through the whole school and reminded him of where the old school was, kind of sandwiched in the middle of the new stuff. Administration, our school board, had done a great job of not only expanding our school, modernizing our school, but also blending in all the different aspects. Now, of course, the last addition we had 7 years ago is just spectacular. You know, there's not a whole lot for our size school that we don't have. But again, our school board is really progressive and are looking for what is the next thing that, you know, we should be looking at. And we've got some things in the work right now that are in its infancy that would include an indoor pool, an indoor 200-meter track, and looking at partnering with the city. So, those things are just in the ground level right now, but it's exciting to think about. I probably won't be there when this comes into fruition, but it's fun stuff.
You know, the thing I enjoy about your campus now is, you know, the baseball and softball complex kind of blends right into the soccer field, which will take you right over to where the football field is at now, and of course that beautiful new auditorium. You've got another gym next to the main gym, plus you've also got what the middle school used to be, the middle school gym. Yeah. What flexibility, especially during the basketball season when everybody wants to get the floor?
Well, in practice time, I think of years ago when Neil Padgett and Pat Mead were running their program, somebody had to show up early in the morning just to get court time. Now between, we also have the intermediate gym and all of them are connected. It really is good for families because families have more family time. They don't have to get up early or be there extremely late just to be at a practice. So it's a real benefit for our teams, for our school, but also for our family.
A couple minutes left. I want to get your take on this. Of course, Clinton now is going to be in 3A, and we're going to be in the same district with the Sabres, along with North Scott, Davenport Assumption, and Iowa City Liberty, a new school, and yep, Clear Creek Amana. I know some of the fans were thinking, oh, wow, we're not going to be in 4A anymore. It's going to be easy. Not so. Class 3A football is outstanding.
No, and I think Assumption has found that, you know, moving down from 4A, there's always somebody pretty good. You know, right now you look at Pella and still the traditional Harlan, or Xavier's there. And
Solon.
Solon is there. I mean, there's a number of teams that you're going to have to go through if you want to win something. So, I talked to our coach yesterday after getting the pairings. To me, it's exciting. You know, it's an exciting new opportunity, and I hearken back to what Coach Reed once told me. He said, when you're starting a program, you have to look at what teams can you beat, and then once you get your program established, you then look at what teams you have to beat. You know, in his reference was to get to the postseason. So we're in that position right now, looking at which teams we can beat and which teams we have to beat to get our program to that next level.
And of course, now all games do count.
All of them count, and we kind of go full circle back to the 1980s, where I remember we had a point system. We were in the Big Bend, but we had some great teams, but didn't earn a lot of points because we were playing
smaller schools.
Yeah. So that comes into play, and just like anything, it seems like what was old is new again.
Hope to catch up with Casey. I know he's in town, and how are things working for him?
Great. He hopes to be re-signed, and he and his wife Megan, she's from Muscatine. They gave us our first grandchild, so that's extremely exciting. And I thought about that on the way here. I relished the days. I was so proud of him when I got to come over to.